And either come to school with it or go to visit the families, the other two families. It was just the two families, Crouches and Myers's and our family. And every time they got the mumps or the measles or the smallpox or chicken pox, they'd come to school with it, and we all had it.
Oh, that's new.
And when we had the smallpox, that's just about as sick as I ever was in my life. It was along in May. And this one brother had the pneumonia with it. That's the first, what you could call, bad sickness that we ever had. And of course, no doctor. Well, we fired that finally. Sent one of the girls to Englewood had the doctor come down, and that's how we knew Ralph had pneumonia. But the rest of the time we just doctored ourselves and got well from it. We were healthy as pups, or we would have died a dozen times. Now people couldn't get along with it. I remember of getting a serious scratch. I remember Mother cut her foot on barbed wire one time. If that would happen now, she'd have a lockjaw just as sure as the world. But her foot was so sore. And she was going to try to scare old Big Butch of Steers that had come up to the north fence, and she's afraid it's going to break through the fence. And of a sheet, and boy, you could stampede it mighty easy then. And she took that sheet and was shaking that sheet, and there was a guy wire down in the corner of the fence where it turned to go south, and somehow or other she caught her foot between their two first toes.
Oh my goodness.
And he just cut it way up in there. Well, turpentine was all she had to put on it, and she had a terrible time with that foot. Well, now, as many germs as there are, I think, in the air and in the earth, things like that. Well, many and many a time I've been out riding and be thirsty, and the only water there was between our house and actually under Englewood was you'd almost action before you'd hit it in water. Well, you'd be riding along, and there was lots of buffalo wallows then. Lots of them where the buffalo had been. And it would come rain. Well, some of them would be as far as we hit the house down yonder. And they'd fill up with water. Well, it'd stand there a long time, especially. And I've got down and drank out of the buffalo wallow as much as I ever did out of a spring or anything. Well, you wouldn't dare do that now. You'd have typhoid fever in a week. But we never thought anything about it. Just wherever you come to water, while you got your drink.
Yeah.
And I had to get it. But you wouldn't dare do it now.
No.
No.
That's right.
Everything's so polluted that you.
Did you have any special term then for high flat land? Let's see, you mentioned an area.
Plains.
Plains?
High plains, we call them.
And flat and grassy country? Is that
called
anything special?
That's what we call the basin. Out here where we'd always bring the herds to cut them out to Brandon or to ship. They'd pretty near always bring the herds to what we call the big basin. That's just west of town here, a few miles, 3 or 4 miles. And the breaks, that's what we'd call rough country. The breaks, we go to the breaks. Lake.
What strains were there around here?
Well, the dry buffalo and the regular buffalo.
Were those called rivers?
No, we just called them creeks. They aren't rivers.
Yeah.
And the beaver, we classed that as that's the North Canadian.